This week on The Art Beat, we're joined by Lucy Jones of the Lexington Film League to talk about the upcoming Harry Dean Stanton Fest in Lexington. This interview was recorded a week before Harry Dean's passing on September 15th at the age of 91, making this year's event even more special. Lucy, there's always something fun happening at the Kentucky Theater.
It's actually a really big month at the Kentucky Theater. You know, they have their Rosa Goddard series going on, which is one of my very favorite film series in Lexington. And we are premiering Harry Dean Stanton's new film, Lucky, on September the 28th, which is going to kick off this year's Harry Dean Stanton Fest. And John Carroll Lynch, who directed Lucky with Harry Dean Stanton, I've been talking to him for a number of months now, and he was always very enthusiastic about coming. Obviously, you can't work with Harry Dean and not fall in love with Harry Dean. So he was familiar with the festival and was really excited to join us for that.
The Harry Dean Stanton Fest, and for listeners out there that aren't familiar, Harry Dean Stanton is one of the great character actors. How many films has he been in?
Well over 200 at this point, film and TV roles.
And a Kentucky native, in fact, lived in Lexington for many years, went to school, I guess, at Lafayette?
He did indeed, and then he went on to UK, and that's where he started acting.
So he is a Lexingtonian at heart, even though he's lived in California for many, many years. You were able to bring him not too long ago.
Yes, 3 years ago. We were so fortunate to have Harry Dean and Michelle Phillips, who starred with him in Dillinger, join us.
So Harry Dean Stanton, even though he's a well-known character actor, he hasn't been the star of too many films.
That's true. He's usually the guy that shows up halfway into the movie or shows up to die sometimes. I think he's died on screen more than any other actor as well. But he's starred in one film, which is one of my very favorite films of all time, which is Paris, Texas. And now at the ripe old age of 91, this is his second starring role in his many, many decades-long career.
And this movie was written for him, this character that he plays.
It was indeed. It was actually co-written by his assistant, Logan, who, if you watch the trailer and you know Harry Dean or you've seen Harry Dean speak or maybe you came to the Q&A at the Kentucky Theater a few years ago, you will notice that there are certain phrases that are pure Harry Dean that find their way throughout this film. So in many ways, Harry himself wrote it. Logan sort of just picked up on all the things that make him unique and interesting and basically formed them into a story, which is sort of a loose reimagining of what Harry Dean's life would be like if Harry Dean had not, in fact, become a famous character actor and was, in fact, just a 91-year-old sort of anonymous person wandering the landscape after all of his friends have passed and just trying to figure out where he is in life.
When you get to be 91, a lot of your friends have passed.
I mean,
he still has many of them out there, but my goodness, that is amazing.
Yeah.
And I guess this is probably going to be the most personal film for him, too.
Very, very much. I mean, this is very much Harry Dean's story. And already people are talking about the fact that this is probably going to be the movie that gets him acclaim from the Academy, which he has never enjoyed up to this point. So it's very possible that this is going to be the Oscar-nominated Harry Dean performance,
and
finally.
Am I right about this? Is this going to premiere before it's going to premiere in other cities?
It surely is. They are opening on the 29th, and Magnolia Pictures reached out to us. They were aware of the festival and said, would you like to premiere this in anticipation of the big national opening? And we said, absolutely, yes, please, and actually wound up moving the festival to the fall in order to accommodate that. Usually we do it in the spring.
Well, that's extraordinary, and the director is going to be coming in, you're right?
He is indeed. Yeah, John Carroll Lynch, who everybody recognizes as an actor. This is his directorial debut, but you probably know him as Frances McDormand's husband in Fargo. I think that's his sort of most noticeable role. He was also the brother in The Drew Carey Show. I mean, he's been in so many films, and is one of those character actors, not unlike Harry Dean, where you know his face, but you don't necessarily know his name, so it's sort of very perfect that he's directing this film about another character actor.
Was he also in The Walking Dead? Didn't he most recently?
I don't watch that show, but I do believe that I heard he was.
Yes, he was a great character in The Walking Dead. He played sort of a mentor, a cheesemaker, in fact, that was very, very cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's going to happen. Now I want to go.
Yes, please. You're invited. Everyone is.
Everyone's invited. So that's going to happen on the 28th. And is that a Thursday?
It is a Thursday. It is a Thursday. It's opening in New York and LA on Friday. So we're doing the premiere Thursday night.
And this is the same kind of situation where there'll be a Q&A after the
There will
movie?
Indeed. We'll have a red carpet. We'll do the whole thing. And then there'll be a Q&A afterward.
Outstanding. Lucy, lots of things happening at the Kentucky Theater and lots of things happening with the Lexington Film League. I guess you're probably already looking ahead to the future for the Harry Dean Stanton Fest. I mean, this is a big deal, having a movie premiere. But you're probably, it takes year round to work this out. You're probably already thinking about the future.
We are indeed. And actually, we have some exciting surprises for next year already planned. We're getting to the point now, fortunately, where people sort of have started reaching out to us. People who've worked with Harry and love Harry and want to honor Harry have started reaching out and saying, hey, this is something I'd like to be a part of, too. So that's really exciting.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to bring in some more guest stars and stuff. It was great having Kris Kristofferson last year.
Oh, that was a
lot of fun.
It was incredible. He was so, so kind to come. I mean, he's just the very best. And I've met, I mean, everybody loves Harry, but he truly, you know, went out of his way to be here because his friendship with Harry means so much to him.
Lucy, how do people find out about the Lexington Film League and then how to participate and then, of course, about the events?
Absolutely. We do have a website and a Facebook page as well, LexingtonFilmLeague.org. And Harry Dean Stanton Fest also has a Facebook page, HarryDeanStantonFest.org. I should mention that tickets are available for the premiere of Lucky at the Kentucky Theater box office. But if you want to get special VIP passes, which includes the after party, you'll need to go online at HarryDeanStantonFest.org.
Thank you so much for coming back to WKY. You'll have to join us again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
This interview with Lucy Jones of the Lexington Film League was recorded a week before Harry Dean Stanton's passing on September 15th. The Harry Dean Stanton Fest runs September 28th through the 30th with the red carpet premiere of Lucky on Thursday, September 28th, featuring Harry Dean Stanton in his final film role. Thanks for listening to The Artbeat. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY.